Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
I'm not going to sideswipe what we're doing here, okay? And I'm not mad at Luke Sloan for the update. But I don't know what kind of classroom you're giving Jonathan Smith a C for year one at State. Try an F. You didn't make a bowl.
I don't think that's an F.
It's an F.
That's not an F.
Okay, great. Well, you let Rutgers come to town and impregnate you. Okay? F.
It's not an F.
Whatever.
F dude. Is if going winless. That's an
oh,
F.
Oh, for God's sakes. Okay, you know what?
No, that's an F, Mike.
You don't make a bowl at a Power 5
okay,
school.
Everybody's not either you win it all or not.
Win it all? I wanted to go to the... You could have put him in the rancid mayo bowl.
I'm saying, to me, I probably would have probably given him a D+, but yeah. You didn't lose every game.
Okay. I don't want to sideswipe it. I never should have reacted to it. I just, in what world is that a C? All right, let's play the audio because this is exciting for me. Truly. I have said I believe Taylor Swift runs the NFL. The Chiefs are just handed calls. And I believe it borders on a fix. And I have some stats that I have used. I even have a new stat to delight Rico with today. But I wanted to play this audio for you guys. And I need to know who's with me. Because the person in this clip is with me. I just need to know. And I don't think it's tinfoil. I don't think I'm insane. I think the NFL is simply a different version of wrestling. The WWE. I want to play this for you. And David, thank you for doing what you did. Because I know it's a pain in the ass to splice audio. And Kenny's busy taking bong rips and enjoying a long weekend. No, I don't want to hear it. He's not sick. He's partying.
He's sick.
He's using his hot dog roller, and he's doing a bunch of weed. Now.
Or he could be sick. Go ahead.
Either that. Mine was a better story. I want to play this for you from a god-awful radio show that I don't even know where it's available called The Rich Eisen Show. But Bill Burr, who I happen to think is very funny, but Bill Burr talked about this. Just listen before you judge whether you like Bill Burr or not, or Eisen.
He's funny.
Take a listen to this because this topic came up.
Oh.
Now, and it's true.
Oh.
Rich Eisen's a joke. He works for the NFL Network. He would never challenge it.
Come on.
But Bill Burr said Taylor Swift's presence drives viewers. That's true. Taylor Swift being attached to the Chiefs being in the Super Bowl makes more people watch the Super Bowl. People who don't care about football, people who don't watch football, she is the most powerful woman on the planet. In fact, she may run the planet as a part of some interstellar governing body
The point I'm making is, listen to me.
Who had Illuminati on the bingo card?
Listen to me, my good man. Bill Burr is onto it. And the NFL, if you look at how they're classified, they are an entertainment product. They are not. They leave themselves room. So again, when push comes to shove, if the refs can impact the game and help the Chiefs, it always happens. Case in point, the spot the other day. Which ref overruled the call? The one who didn't have the view, but he was the one that came in from the Chiefs sideline. Here's another one. In the 8-game win streak of the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs, do you know how many roughing the passers have been called on Patrick Mahomes?
6.
Yes. Do you know how many have been called on the opposing quarterbacks?
Not 6.
0.
That's not 6.
0. Because Taylor doesn't want that. So here's my point. I know you make fun of me. I'm telling you, I've arrived at a point where the money in sports is so outrageous. These TV deals are so insane.
Mm-hmm.
That yes, Taylor Swift and Patrick Mahomes, that is, I don't know what the comparative would be, but it is just this, it will drive so many eyeballs to their most important broadcast of the year. You can't tell me that her impact, that they are not fixing this, that if you don't kill the Chiefs, I'm talking end of, was it Casino or Goodfellas, where they killed Pesci and his brother with a baseball bat and buried him alive?
They're the same movie.
If you don't do that to the Chiefs, the league is going to step in and do what they want. Who is with me?
Okay.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You done?
I think so.
Okay. I'll say this, Mike.
Let me hear it.
I hear what you're saying. And unlike you, I don't judge. I hear what you're saying, and I'm listening to it. You have some valid points. Now, this would make a lot more sense if all of a sudden Taylor Swift was dating, like, somebody in the NHL, and all of a sudden their ratings skyrocketed. And I was like, you know what? You're onto something. The NFL was already king. They didn't need Taylor Swift. People were watching the Super Bowl at historic rates regardless, and the Chiefs were winning.
But does she increase it?
Chiefs were already winning without her. It's like if all of a sudden both things happen at the same time, I would be right there with you.
I understand. It's not both, but it's taking great and making it greater. And what has the NFL shown you? Greed is the only currency. They're selling individual games. They're making the average fan, if they want to watch every game, pay almost $1,400 a year to watch NFL football. Taylor Swift, Super Bowl, that is an increase.
Now, here's where, kind of going back to our whole drone conversation that we had.
Taylor's flying the drones.
No.
Tell me.
No. Sometimes the best way to hide a conspiracy
is to put it right
in your face.
Yes.
Remember a few years ago when the NFL came out with a commercial talking about the script and they did a read around the table, and they were all like, okay, here's the script for this year. Oh, wow, I can't believe that's going to happen.
Yep.
And I'm sitting there like, these SOBs are really embracing this. So at that point, I'm thinking, wow, maybe they just threw it right in your face and said, yeah, there's a script, but you won't believe it's a script.
I think there is a heavily massaged impact here. And it don't give me the Jordan rules.
Now,
this is different. This is, there is a,
woo, now, wait.
It ain't criminality, but no, it's close.
This may be with the Jordan rules, Mike. If they come out and win, then I will put it right up there with Michael Jordan and the Bulls and his 9 months of playing baseball. And then 9 months to the day he decided to come back to the NBA. I'll put it on that level of conspiracy because I'll never believe he just decided to walk away.
Oh, no, no. He was asked to go away. I've always believed
that. Oh, wait. You're going to play baseball for the same guy who owns the Bulls.
But just look.
But this?
The Chiefs calls.
If they win?
The fact that they get every call. The fact that any time the refs can play a role, it feels like they are absolutely being instructed. And don't tell me. Don't tell me that refs haven't been compromised before. Don't. I mean, we've seen it. Tim Donaghy. And you think he was the only one? Give me a break. I just believe whether it is a mandate, whether it is suggested, or whether it's just cryptic. Maybe it's some kind of secret society.
See, but
I'm telling you. I watch these games. Look at the Texans-Chiefs game. It's Rico, you said it. Sometimes you just do it right in front of everybody.
Right. Now, the only problem was like last Super Bowl, there's nothing that I can say, man, the NFL just screwed the Niners. The Niners screwed the Niners. Greenlaw's Achilles just pops. Like everything that could possibly happen.
That was Taylor Swift.
Okay.
She pointed a ray gun.
Okay. Shot him with a BB.
Well, you know what? I did laugh at this, but I mean,
somebody had to make
the call on that catch that wasn't a catch.
Xavier Worthy, that wasn't a catch.
No, no.
That ref was so intent on ruling it a catch, he didn't let the play out. The ball's still in the air, and he's doing the Macarena. Come on! That spot? How the hell is the guy with no view overruling the guy with the view? And he just happens to be on the Chiefs sideline.
It's Taylor Swift. It's because they told him in his head, you got to move.
Taylor Swift was in the earpiece.
But like I said, I would buy that except for the last Super Bowl. They won in overtime, and it was nothing that I'm like, I want to say, oh, the refs did. Refs didn't do anything in that
but
game.
But the refs don't. No, no, no. You just choke. That's what you do best. The wow, point is, the point is, when the opportunity arises.
Are you proud of yourself?
No, I actually feel terrible that I hurt you that way.
Okay.
When the opportunity arises.
They get the benefit of the doubt.
They don't get benefit of the doubt. They get outright handed games. I'm telling you. And it's all to do. They need that team in the Super Bowl because Taylor Swift is a global force.
There was no way they were losing to the Texans because it was Taylor Swift and Caitlin Clark.
Did you see the
two? And Caitlin Clark were both in there.
Right. Did you see the two egregious penalties against the Texans?
Okay.
You couldn't justify either one of those. The second one, they didn't hit Mahomes. They knocked each other out. It's all based on her. She represents millions of viewers. I can't take anymore.
They didn't get fined for those hits, by the way. If that was a late hit, you usually get fined for those, right?
Yeah, because the guy got hit for that hit Goff got fined later.
They didn't fine those Texans.
248-539-9797. Who's with me? Who's with Bill Burr?
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.